This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
We are in for a treat right now. A man who's going to be coming to the Vic Theater on June 6th. A man that you have seen all over your television screen, your movie screens.
For years.
He is a Chicagoan, and we are happy to bring him home. Mr. Jeremy Piven. Jeremy, what's going on?
Oh, man. I'm living the dream.
Well, welcome home to Chicago, man. We are so excited to see you at the Vic Friday, June 6th. Honestly, whenever you come back to town, it just feels like the city's more complete.
Well, thank you for that, man. I miss Chicago. It is my home. It's funny when people ask about other sports teams or whatever, and it's like anyone from Chicago, we couldn't imagine rooting for another team.
Yeah.
You know?
No, right, right.
I living in L.A., I'm finally leaving L.A. after many, many decades. Marlon Brando said, L.A. is a place where you go and you go sit by the pool and you get up and it's 20 years later.
Oh, yeah. It probably feels like that.
I can see that. I can see that for sure. Now, you know, you've had a tremendous career in acting. And whenever I see that you are starring in a film, like it makes me want to see the movie all that much more.
Know.
Just because of what you bring to characters and everything. And, you know, acting in and of itself is such a, like, tremendously difficult career. But you decided, you know, I want to get into something even more subjective and more challenging, which is stand-up comedy. How do you make that jump?
Well, growing up in Evanston at the Piven Theater, first job is at Second City, touring, you know, with their sketch comedy group, continue on the stage doing comedy, doing drama. 80 movies later, I'm doing my thing and I'm loving it. But even when I'm doing something like Entourage for a decade, I'm pitching ideas and jokes and whatnot. And Doug Ellen wrote a brilliant script for Entourage, but there's not a lot of freedom for improvisation. And, you know, that's part of my background and part of who I am. And if I never did it and I never tried it, I would have regretted it. So, yes, it is an incredibly high level of difficulty, but I'm ready for that. And I've been getting after it my whole life. So it's a very comfortable space for me.
Do you prefer one over the other?
No, they're both incredible challenges. It's just different art forms that are really both insanely challenging. You know, when you're acting, you have the script and you grind and work it like a play until you own language, and then you're totally present in the moment in that scene, and it feels improvisational. But the reality is I was at the Piven Theater and working with Joyce Piven, and we were running lines together and having fun and getting specific. And so that in itself is its own beautiful form. And then the other is you're performing, but you're coming up with these ideas and you're bouncing it off the audience. But by the way, that being said, I totally suck.
Oh, you do not. Oh, my gosh. You could never suck at anything.
I was going to say, there's not a chance.
You know, a lot of people that come to these shows, you know, you can look at my Instagram page or look online and see some of my bits, but I haven't put out a special yet, and I will. So people are taking the leap of faith, but it's like when I walk off that stage, it's usually a standing ovation. And the reality is no one's making people do that. It's my job to make them laugh for an hour and leave them feeling really good and maybe thinking about a few things and maybe also having a sense of who I am that they 1,000% didn't know before the show started.
Yeah, right, right.
So have all of your shows, typically, do you get a standing ovation at the end?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of the people that come to see me, a bunch of them haven't really, they're not necessarily going to stand-up comedy all the time. The thing, and so most of the times they stand, a lot of times they don't even know the show's over because they think they're at home watching TV. So it's a little confusing.
Oh. Yeah.
But the thing about Chicago is, it's one of the reasons why I think great actors and stand-ups and sketch comedians come out of Chicago is the support that we have. You know, we can get up at a 99-seat theater box and people are going to show up. So we get the reps. And also, the people in Chicago that Vic, they're used to going and seeing shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not just saying that. It's my favorite gig of the year, going home. The Vic Theater is absolutely stunning. I guarantee you it'll be funnier than this interview because I feel like all I'm doing is, all I'm doing is talking about myself.
I could hear you talk about yourself all day, every day, Jeremy.
You do have a very interesting... You have, your whole backstory is interesting childhood,
yes.
Honest to God.
Yeah, Friday, June 6th at the Vic Theater, Jeremy Piven's going to be there.
You know, speaking of professions, Jeremy, do you still drum?
I do, yes.
So Drumeo is an Instagram site that's dedicated to just drummers. And what they have the drummers do is they'll have them listen to a song one time and then they have them drum to it.
So, oh, of course. I've seen that. Yes, it's amazing.
It is. And so John Stamos was just there. He did Papa Roach for the first time. Steve Jordan was there and he did Incubus. Fall Out Boy's Andy Hurley has done it. Is that something like we should try to push you to do? Because I think that you're so multi-talented. Like, wouldn't you want to go try to do something like that?
Oh, I'd love that. That would be an honor. I'd love to do that. I mean, that's just my life. You know, I'm on the road and I always just end up jumping up on a stage and sitting in and playing. And I've been lucky enough to play with a lot of different people, which has been incredible. I really love it. And that sounds an amazing idea. Now, I will say you lost me at John Stamos. No, it sounds perfect.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's an incredible performer. I can't quite remember any of his performances, but I know he's amazing.
He is.
I told him once he has the best hair in the game, and I don't know what happened to me.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. And we had an incredible moment, and I'm going to unpack that entire story on stage at the Vic, because it's a beautiful story where we ran into each other in the bathroom.
Oh, really? And,
it's one of my favorite bits, but... You know, I definitely dropped the gloves.
All right. Well, Jeremy, listen, before we let you go, are you cool playing a real quick game with us?
Sure.
Awesome. Coming up next, we will play some One's Gotta Go with Jeremy Piven right here on Melissa and Austin.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Melissa.
Austin.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It's time now for some One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzt. And this morning we are in for a treat because we are joined by the man we are just talking to. actor, comedian, going to be at the Vic Theater June 6th, Mr. Jeremy Piven. Jeremy, really, the only rule to the game is the name of the game. We're going to give you a couple of options. You just have to tell us which one's got to go. Sound good?
Okay.
We'll start here, all right? One's got to go. Would you rather speak all languages or communicate with animals? Which one's got to go?
I love communicating with animals, so that would stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So speaking all languages has got to go.
All right. Here's a really awkward one. You got to think hard about it. One's got to go. Getting rid of your elbows or getting rid of your knees?
Oh, wow. That's a great... You can't get rid of your knees, man. You need your knees. Mm-hmm. So there will be no John Jones elbows in the octagon. Well, I'm going to keep the knees.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about drumming?
I will tap dance.
Yeah. Okay. just sit further away from the kit. That's all.
No, man, I'm tap dancing.
Okay. That works, too.
All right. All right, last one, Jeremy. We want to thank you for the time today, man. This has been such a treat, such an honor to get to talk to you, man. You're beloved here in Chicago and obviously everywhere, but... We're so excited for you to come home to the Vic Theater on Friday, June 6th, to see you perform stand-up. It's going to be awesome. One's got to go. Winning an Oscar or the Cubs winning another World Series?
Wow. You're celebrating me and buttering me up so that you finally feel like I can be comfortable enough to answer a question where you're basically asking me, do you want to be celebrated or are you down for the city of Chicago? And I will say to you that I resent this question, but of course the answer is I will take the Oscar. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
No. I love the Cubs. You know, some of my greatest honors have been at that stadium watching and even throwing the first pitch out. They asked me one year, I'll never forget, on Father's Day, they said, will you do the seventh inning stretch and do the catchphrase from Entourage?
Oh.
And I said, okay. It was a nationally televised game. And I said, hey, Cubs fans, let's hug it out, you little
That's great.
Yeah, well, it didn't end well. But I love the Cubs. They're incredible. I know Ian Happ. He's just an absolute stud. You know, it's funny because I travel all around the country and I talk to different players, and they all talk about how much they love and respect the Cubs fans because how loyal they are.
Right.
Listen, there's nothing better than having an adult beverage and sitting out there in the bleachers getting some sun. So I'll be out there. I'll be out there with you guys. Why don't we give away some tickets? Because I care about my people. And maybe if they mention you guys, we'll give them some free meet and greets after the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Perfect.
Well, you know what, Jeremy? Let's do this. We tend to give away tickets at 7:40 during You Gotta Be Joking. And what better way to give away tickets if you come prepared with a joke than tickets to see Jeremy Piven at Vic Theater? So
comedy to comedy.
Yeah. We'll do that tomorrow and every day this week at 7:40 with You Gotta Be Joking. But Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Again, June 6th, Vic Theater. Go see Chicago native Jeremy Piven.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Jeremy.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. It's Melissa and Austin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.